Port Coquitlam approved a development application for a 40-unit rental housing building Tuesday, November 22, but not before raising questions about the need for conditioning in apartment buildings to combat warmer weather. The project, by Billard Architecture Inc., will be built at the corner of Maryhill Road and Hawthorne Avenue, within walking distance of the city's new Port Coquitlam Community Center. It will replace three older homes at 2195 and 2193 Hawthorne Avenue and 2324 and 2328 Maryhill Road while providing rental accommodation in a mix of studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms plus den and three-bedroom homes varying in size from 421 to 894 square feet. The building is designed to incorporate brick and elements of the city's historic downtown, and will include a prominent cornice and pedestrian entrance on Maryhill Road, according to a staff report. Is air conditioning necessary? But despite the project adding to the city's housing stock, Port Coquitlam councillors had some questions about the building, including whether it should have air conditioning. "Air conditioning is extremely important," said Coun. Steve Darling, who pointed out warming weather trends and the impact on residents living in apartments without air conditioning. He queried whether Port Coquitlam should make air conditioning units mandatory in new buildings during the rezoning process. "I think it's important, it's only getting hotter, it's something we should start looking at," said Darling. Coun. Dean Washington acknowledged the importance of having air conditioning, noting that his own suite has an air conditioning unit that cost the original owner $7,500 to install. But he questioned whether developers should be put on hook for the additional costs. "The cost of adding air conditioning? That's my caution, it's great intentions, and the things we always talk about is affordable housing, but we keep adding layer upon layer and it gets passed down to the consumer," Washington noted. However, adding air conditioning to the new building will be dependent on cost and the city's energy efficiency requirements, building architect Robert Billard told council. Billard also suggested that buildings could be made cooler through passive design and suggested cities require better building design rather than air conditioning units that require costly energy. "When I started, if you need a machine to fix your problem, then you've done it incorrectly," Billard said. Coun. Darling responded saying air conditioners should be made mandatory and probably will be down the road. "I understand what you're saying, but you can put in as many design aspects as you like, but in the end the world is hotter, temperatures are more than we've seen before and it's just going to become hotter within buildings." Wiring for air conditioners suggested Coun. Daryl Penner, meanwhile, suggested developers put in conduit for future air conditioners, and asked if that was something that could be considered. Staff suggested the city's new climate action plan could look into the issue of air conditioning and the urban heat effect on city buildings. The city's newest councillor, Piaget Petriou, also raised concerns about the number of secure bike lockers for the apartment, noting that there is one for each unit. "If certain units are family-friendly and you've got a family of three, and have three bikes per unit, that could potentially be an issue," Petriou said. Petriou suggested the city look into requiring more bike lockers in future developments. The Maryhill multifamily building rental apartment will generate $35,000 for the city's housing reserve and amenity fund.